Oh man, this is funny. Obese transgender man, 32, who went to hospital with severe stomach pains, told he's in labor. Oh boy. When he was admitted, the nurse on duty noted that he was obese and had stopped taking his blood pressure medications, but didn't consider his condition to be an emergency. But it soon transpired that the guy was actually pregnant and had gone into labor, which later tragically ended in a stillbirth. The 32-year-old patient told the nurse that he was trans when he arrived at A&E, and his medical record listed him quite rightly as male. Quite rightly? Males don't get pregnant. He hadn't had a period in years and had been taking his male hormone testosterone. Men have already testosterone flowing through their veins. But because of problems with his insurance, he hadn't been able to afford to continue taking his hormonal medication or his high blood pressure meds. His condition was considered to be non-urgent. Non-urgent? A home pregnancy test was positive, and he said he had peed himself, a possible sign of ruptured membranes in labor. A nurse ordered a pregnancy test, but considered him stable and his problems non-urgent. Several hours later, the pregnancy was confirmed, and investigations found that the umbilical cord had slipped into the birth canal. Doctors prepared to carry out an emergency C-section, but in the operating room, no heartbeat was heard. Moments later, the man sadly delivered a stillborn baby. It breaks my heart when a baby passes away, but in this case, I think it's just better off the baby passed away in order to be born to a mother who's mentally ill and thinks she's a man. Pregnant women are better looked after. A woman showing up with similar symptoms would almost surely have been triaged and evaluated more urgently for pregnancy-related problems, the author wrote. It's a very upsetting incident. It's a tragic outcome, said Dr. Tamara Wexler, a hormone specialist at NYU Langone Medical Center. Medical training should include exposure to transgender patients, so health workers are better able to meet their needs, Dr. Wexler said. But in order to meet their needs, you have to admit their gender that they were born with, that they were born into. She was born a woman. She's not a man. That's why it was so hard to get an analysis, because you guys with this LGBT, BS want to accept transgenders as the gender they want to say instead of the gender that they were born with. A lot of doctors who are practicing didn't have that in their training, but can still learn from such patients now. Oh, give me a break. How about, this is all this confusion. This confusion cost the baby their life. Biases need to be addressed. Nick Ryder, a transgender health specialist and psychologist at the University of Minnesota, said training isn't enough. There's an implicit bias that needs to be addressed, Ryder said. They said that the binary choice of gender on medical records is stopping medics from considering how diverse humans really are. The case, experts said, is proof that healthcare professionals need to be careful about making assumptions in regards to gender. No, the fact of the matter is people need to accept and have the balls to tell these people, listen, I know you want to be a man, but you were born a girl, okay? That means you were born a girl and grew up to be a woman, an adult female, okay? So these records are going to say you're female. So this case won't happen again. Oh, boy. He was rightly classified as a man. No, he was not rightly classified as a man. He was rightly classified as a man in the medical records, but the classification threw us off from considering his actual medical needs. That's the problem. This gender confusion. It wasn't a man that went to the hospital. It was a woman who went to the hospital. Trans people are being failed by the healthcare system. No, they're not failing. Look, They're not being failed by the healthcare system. It's their fault that this baby died. These people crazy. And this transgender stuff, okay, these people are mentally ill. And there's a high suicide rate with these people who cross over, because there's a 90% rate of regret when they have these transsexual operations. The point is not what's happening to this particular individual, but this is an example of what happens to transgender interacting with the healthcare system. No, I love how they don't take responsibility for their actions and they put it on somebody else. The point is not what's happening to this particular individual while just ignoring the situation, but this is an example of what happens to transgender people interacting with the healthcare system, said the lead author, Dr. Daphna Starmosa of the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. He was rightly classified as a man in the medical records and appears masculine, Starmosa said. Wow, this is some bullshit. They still keeping up this lie. And just to keep their jobs, sad to say. Oh yeah, that's another thing. You can't really, if you dare to fight against this transgender bullshit, you could lose your license to practice medicine. But that classification threw us off from considering his actual medical needs. His case, although unusual, it isn't surprising, experts claim. Trans people have all kinds of issues when it comes to getting gender-specific healthcare, from cervix cancer and prostate screenings to birth control. Of course, because you have them classified as the wrong gender. He's not the first trans man to give birth. Back in 2017, a man made history after giving birth to a baby girl. It wasn't a man, it was a woman. Hayden Cross found a sperm donor on Facebook and gave birth to daughter Trinity Leia via C-section. This is what's going to happen, all right? More and more, you're going to have men being misdiagnosed, okay, because they want to be classified as female and end up probably dying of prostate cancer. And you're going to have women having miscarriages more because they want to be classified as a man. He put off finishing his gender reassignment until after having a baby, after the NHS refused to allow him to freeze his eggs. I love how they just use these wrong. When the Sun on Sunday exclusively revealed his pregnancy months before, Hayden from Gloucester said, "I faced the process of not becoming the man I'm supposed to be, physically or a dad. The man you're supposed to be. So I didn't feel like I had any choice but to have a baby now. Then back to transitioning." This is some shit. And the baby died. And instead of addressing the issue that it was it was the fault of this transgender binary ridiculous BS, they decide to blame it on the hospital. Not blame it on this transgender crap, but make the hospital at fault. That's right. The hospital is the one at fault, yet they want to be labeled as another gender instead of the gender that they are born into. They want to make it the hospital's fault instead of accepting the fact, well, you know what? Maybe if you were classified as a female, the baby would have lived. It's common sense. But this is what they want to try and push on people. Even though it's showing that, you know, nature is always, you know, natural design is always going to show itself. You're not a man. You're a woman. Okay? You're not a woman. You're a man. I mean, this is the world we live in. It's basically the damn Twilight Zone. All right. Red Pill Man. Later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.